grab your Bible. Grab your Bible. Grab your Bible or whatever you're using. Turn to Psalm 24. Verse 7. Psalm 24. Verse 7. Lift up your heads. O ye gates. So I'm a gate. I am a gate that the glory can come through. So tonight you recognize your glory gate. You see it? You see it? All right. And be ye lift up ye everlasting door. So I'm a glory door. And when I open the gate and the door, it says at the end of this verse, and the King of glory shall come in. Now don't stand here and act like you knew you was a door. Don't stand here and act like you knew you was a gate. The Lord is about to take us somewhere. I'm about to say some things that are not on a normal schedule. Yes, sir. We're about to move to another realm in the spirit. Yes. Then the eighth voice said, who is the King of glory? Yes. He answered himself, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. There go your battles. Yes. All I got to do is open the gate.
Yeah, open the gate.
Open the door. Let him in, the battle over. Yeah. What you fighting with tonight?
Yeah.
What is disturbing your life? What is causing you not to have your joy?
Yeah.
What is causing you not to have your peace?
Yeah.
What is fiddling around in your family?
Yeah.
What is messing around in your finances?
Yeah.
Open the door.
Open the door.
You're going to a higher level tonight. Matter of fact, let me tell you what you're about to do tonight. Let me tell you, knowing how to yield to the glory level and flow in it. Knowing how to yield to the glory level and flow in it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. At one time I wrote knowing how to raise the glory level and flow in it. Let's finish reading this verse. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Lift up your head, O you gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Look a bit at another scripture. Let me sit down. Look at another scripture in 1 Samuel. Now, a new door and a new gate for the supernatural will be opened tonight.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes, sir.
That the King of glory can come in a specific way and there'll be greater turbulence in the spirit. You're going to know how to raise greater turbulence,
yes, sir,
in the spirit. In other words, be more powerful,
yes, sir,
in the spirit by knowing this aspect of how powerful glory really is.
Yes, sir.
To some extent, we've been saying it as a word and shouting and singing, but if you stop to think about it, it's so powerful. Nothing can stop it but you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, that door that was closed going to be open tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
and your capacity to function in the spirit going to be, I want to say easier, but he said smoother. You're going to flow smoother in the spirit because you got the door and the window open. And the glory overruling everything.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't believe me, let me go ahead and say something. I said it earlier. The glory not only produced the Garden of Eden. Uh-huh. We talked about that, you remember?
Right. Yes, sir.
The glory bring on the Garden of Eden. But then I was driving, I think, and the Lord says, tell them that the glory is my I am-ness. But the good thing about it is, I put them in charge of it. It's not up to me for it to function for you.
Uh-huh.
It's up to you. You can be seated. It's up to you. We're going to read. I'll read the other one sitting now. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Knowing how to yield to the glory level and flow in it. In other words, from level to level. We talked about reading the scripture. He said he'll read it from one level to another level.
Uh-huh.
Now here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He do both things, whatever you want him to do.
Yes, sir.
He raised up the poor out of the dust,
yeah,
and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. To set them among princes, oh my goodness, and to make them, and to make them, and to make them, and to make them, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. See, the throne of glory belong to me. Now you see, that sound kind of high. That sound like you're not being humble. That sound like you're not being meek. But meekness does not mean at the bottom. It means you recognize your souls and you submit it to your souls.
Yeah.
But you know you can go higher and higher.
Right. Yes.
There's no ending to what God can do in your life.
Yes,
I said there's no ending to what God is doing in your life right here, right now, in this place.
Yes.
Can be turned completely around.
Yes.
I came in on a Saturday night. I'd been out all night. I was about 25, 26 years old. That morning, he turned my life completely around.
Yes,
sir. I never went back to the streets. I never went back. They came looking for me,
yeah,
but I never went back. When they come, they said, man, sit down. I don't want to talk to you. Are you coming back at all? I said, no. I'm not coming back. Yeah. Man, I'm a Christian. I wanted to laugh, you know.
Yeah.
I was kind of a rookie myself, but what I know now, I could have laughed all night. I'm here a Christian. I've been out there and all that crazy stuff, I know. But no, once you get in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to understand this camp meeting. If the glory going to rise, the only person in your life can cause the glory to rise,
yes,
is you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the Garden of Eden,
uh-huh,
heaven,
uh-huh,
and I am is in the glory.
Yes, sir. In the glory. Glory, God.
The glory is one who is submitted to the real presence of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus talked about dying is the kingdom, the power,
yeah,
and the glory.
Yeah.
Those three things, the kingdom,
yeah,
the power. So when you got the glory functioning right, the kingdom and the power,
yeah,
will function right.
Yeah.
If you got the kingdom, the power, and the glory functioning right,
yeah,
look out.
Yeah. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
You see, Dr. Farr was talking about search the scripture,
mm-hmm,
for in you, in them you think you have life.
Yeah.
So many of us came from Baptist background, came from Methodist background, Catholic background. I came from a Catholic background. I didn't know what they were doing, but I was there. And we didn't know about the scriptures. Then we got into a Word of Faith church, a Word church, and we started finding out about the scriptures.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to sound real spiritual. And we got stuck in the scriptures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
And sadly to say, we started ordering God around. This is what you said.
Yeah.
This is what you gonna do.
Yeah.
We didn't say it to him like that, but that's what we meant.
Yes, sir.
And God said, no, I'm not. Until you learn how to submit yourself, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Quoting all them scriptures to me all day long, I'm tired of hearing you. Why? Because you haven't heard me yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Your life is about to shift.
Yes, sir.
It's not about you hearing God hearing you. It's not about God hearing you. More than that, it's about you hearing God. Because once you begin to hear God, you and God are going to be talking on the same level.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit. John said in the book of Revelation, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes.
Because I was in the spirit, I heard.
Yes.
Because I was in the spirit, I was able to repeat what was said. Because I was in the spirit, I was able to write it out.
Yes, sir.
When you're in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So moving in the glory means moving in the spirit.
Yes. Right. Right.
The Holy Ghost has a lot to do with the glory. He trained you how to function in the glory world. Worry not even in the glory world.
Yes, sir.
Grief not there. Because there's too much joy. Joy got it flooded out. Peace got it flooded out. The goodness of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not someday. You talking about no Sunday. All the days of my life. So I want you to understand, in this camp meeting, we're talking about let the glory rise. It's a revelation of the Garden of Eden on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, you haven't caught it.
Yes,
you,
sir.
Yes. But it's all in the glory is all of God's potentials being turned over to a woman. Or turn over to a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
You have the right to receive right in the presence of the enemy all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do.
Yes, sir.
What I said? You got the privilege to receive all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. That's how he has anointed you. That's how he has trained you. He has given his whole self to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me try to read the scripture, then I'm going to take you down the line on some things for a few moments. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I can't hear in the back.
Praise his holy name.
I noticed when my dad was preaching, he would go on whether you go with him or not, but he would get you riled up by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then when you're preaching, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And getting the person to open their spirit up that when something come out, they'll be able to catch it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I watched him over the years. He just, Brother Hagin I'm talking about, he just went on. He be looking for me in the meeting because I like a good listener.
Yes, sir.
And see, I was on him. See, you see a person listening and they're really receiving, and all y'all look like y'all doing it tonight. I'm telling y'all, tune in. I feel a magnet drawing tonight.
Yes,
bring it out. I bring it out.
Bring it out.
If they got anything in there, come on. I come to get it.
Yes, sir.
Whoa!
Yes, sir.
You can feel when you're in a real meeting, boy.
Yes.
When you're in a meeting where people can be fed.
Yes.
So you here to be fed, so I'm here to feed you tonight. All right, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, again, did I read that? The Lord make his poor and make his rich. He bring his low and lift it up. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, so he can get you out.
Yes.
To set them among princes. To make them what?
Inherit
thrones. What?
Yes, sir.
To make them inherit what?
Thrones
of glory. Thrones of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saint, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness.
Yeah.
For that by strength shall no man prevail. Not by strength, by his glory, you see.
Yes, sir.
The glory brings wealth protection. Look in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. I'm going to kind of look on the board because I'm kind of moving fast. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. All right?
Uh-huh.
That's the one we read just now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right? You see that he bringeth low and maketh rich?
Yeah.
All right? Turn to the glory bring joy and strength. Turn to 1 Chronicles 16:27. The glory brings joy and strength. Now we'll move into another, level, another dimension of the spirit when we talk about let the glory rise.
Yes, sir.
The glory is something we had put on the side. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29.
Yes, sir.
Turn to 1 Chronicles 29 here for a minute. Matter of fact, I want to look at this because this needs to be looked at. It's going to change your life forever.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you look behind the curtain of glory and you'll see some things that you've never seen before. These guys was giving like they was out of their mind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about billions of dollars.
Yes, sir.
In this chapter. And then to get down to the 10th verse, David decided that he won't praise God. Uh-huh. He said, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. Somebody shout. And the majesty for all that is in the heaven, good God Almighty, and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all.
Yeah.
Do I have a witness here?
Yes, sir.
And in thy hand is power and might.
Yes.
And in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all.
Yes.
Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
Yeah.
Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then notice now. Notice, here's a revelation we have to have. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this salt? Look what he said at the end of verse 14. Read it. You sometimes you think that's you give it. But no, everything belonged to him.
My.
All right. The glory bring wealth and protection. The glory bring joy and strength. Look in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. I might go over a scripture. But that's all right. And hallelujah. We're talking about going into a new phase of glory. Uh-huh. Every now and then, when you're driving down the road, you say, glory, come on in.
Glory, come on in.
You cannot be defeated in the presence of God's glory.
Amen. Amen.
Impossible.
Impossible.
So glory, we've been using it somewhat, we've been using it as an extra flow in the spirit, but it has to be an everyday thing.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Your glory, as you sit here tonight, your glory level is raising.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a lot of prayer have been, Lord, let this camp meeting flow. Let us receive what we need to receive.
Yes.
You're going to have to deal with something, and you're going to deal with it so easy.
Yes.
You're going, what happened to me? Well, the glory is going to be present.
Yes.
And the glory will not leave you broke.
Yeah. Awesome.
So up in here,
yes, sir.
Every person finance change.
Yes, sir.
We're going to operate in glory finances. From now on, I operate in financial glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Never heard of it before, financial glory.
Financial glory.
See? That override, come on, son. That override every system, every amount that is. There is no amount. I receive your check. That's $1,000. That's $1,000. That's $1,500.
Hallelujah.
Let the glory rise.
Let the glory rise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll never be broke another day in my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The money just keep on coming. I really won't run right now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The glory bring wealth and protection. The glory bring, let me run. Sit down. The glory bring joy and strength. The glory bring joy and strength. Well, I should look at it, Lord. First Chronicle. The glory of God, 1 Chronicles 16, 27. 1 Chronicles 16. We went there, I don't know. 1 Chronicles 16, 27. Glory and honor are in his presence.
Yes.
Strength and gladness are in his place. Now find out, reading that short voice, find out what you get out of glory. Look. Glory. Honor, strength, gladness.
Hallelujah.
So if you ever get sad, say, stop lying to me.
Stop.
In the name of Jesus, I got gladness. Talk to it.
Yes,
not only that, look at Psalm 24:10. Who is the King of glory?
Yeah.
The Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
He is the King of glory. Turn to Psalm 149. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 149. Verse 4. For the Lord take pledge in his people. He will brutify the meek with salvation.
Yeah.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Glory!
Glory!
Right before you go to sleep. Glory! All the demonic powers, all hell get upset.
Yeah.
This person lay in the bed and holler, glory.
Glory.
So I'm not planning on being messed with tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on being restless.
Yeah.
I will keep him in perfect peace.
Yeah.
Whose mind is stayed upon me. I'm going to bed tonight in the glory.
In the glory.
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 Don't wait till you die physically to go to the glory.
Yeah.
Let's go to the glory tonight.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait later.
Yeah.
Let the glory in right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Right now.
Get up and turn around.
Glory.
Get in a new position.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Stick with me. Stick with me a minute. I'm not going to be long. Glory to God, but I feel the Holy Ghost coming upon. Hallelujah. I believe we might cut up in here tonight. Glory to God. Everybody get set free. We'll cut up. There is a spirit realm, you know.
Yes,
huh? There is an activated presence of God.
Yes.
There is a time when the Holy Spirit will overshadow a whole place.
Yes.
I've seen it happen over and over and over again.
Yes.
And I know I've been enough in the tensions of the Spirit to know when the Holy Spirit is aiming to move in.
Yes,
and I sense right now.
Yes, sir.
That he's aiming to move in. People are going to get healed.
Yes, sir.
People are going to get ideas. People are going to get wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, people are going to repair dissension.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things about to happen in here right now. Not only in here and in Brazil where my girl is translating.
Yes, all.
I saw him coming. I saw him coming. Joy.
Yeah.
Come on. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Yeah, glory. Hey, you want to go another way? Look at the devil and say, oh.
Hallelujah.
The glory is the highest form of living in the spirit that few knows about. Oh yes, we're taught about it, but who is really letting it flow? With unshakable evidence, you're being called to a higher realm of living.
Hallelujah.
The glory, as we say, is a portable Garden of Eden with the blood right on it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated for a moment. When the glory of God arises, I'm gonna preach that the Holy Ghost hit.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't come empty handed. Here's what it brings. It brings deliverance, salvation, healing, and divine honor. The glory reveals the excellent character of God. Turn to Psalm 21. Look at verse 4 and 5. Psalm 21, quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When the glory of God arises, it doesn't come empty-handed. It brings deliverance, salvation, healing, and divine honor. The glory reveals the excellent character of God. So he acts life of thee, and thou givest it him, even length of days, forever and ever. Give me verse 5. His glory is great in thy salvation. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honor and majesty has thou laid upon him. Turn to Psalm 85, verse 9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Surely his salvation is high, is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Isaiah 35, 1. Isaiah 35, 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Some of you deserts about to turn into rose bushes. Go to the next verse. Verse 2. It shall blossom abundantly. Let's get up and do a little blossom dance. I'm about to break out. Come on. I'm about to break out. I'm about to blossom. There's areas in my life that I've been believing God for. At this camp meeting, it's about to break out. I feel a blossom coming on. I got a blossom coming on me right now. I'm about to produce like I never produced before. I got a blossom, grace, glory, anointing up on me right now. Glory!
Glory!
Tell three people it's my turn. Many have had their turn, but tonight I'm telling you it's my turn. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's my turn.
Yes.
You see, that scripture is powerful. Where he says, search the scripture for any of them you think you have life, but to testify of me. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the other scripture in John 6:63. Turn down. John 6:63. It makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Makes a difference. It's not so much the scripture talking, but who the scripture talking to?
Yes, sir.
You know, God really don't need the Bible. Y'all keep bringing the Bible to him. God said, I don't need this. I am the Bible. I sent that to you.
Yes, sir.
Did you do your part?
Yeah.
You always send me to go.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. Well, I'm warning.
Yeah.
Something you doing.
All right.
The table right there.
Table right there.
Yes, sir.
The apostle.
Now, if you haven't grown this week in it, something wrong with you.
Something wrong.
See, because I was preaching along that line some weeks back. Stop trying to take the scriptures and order God around.
Yes, sir.
That's what we've learned. No, let the scripture order you around.
Yes.
So you can be in the place where God wants you to be.
Yes, sir.
And he'll run your cup over.
Run it over. Yes, sir.
I want you to say it real loud. I'm ready for my cup to run over.
I'm ready for my cup to run over.
He heard you. I said he heard you.
Yes.
Now what comes next? He's going to give you instruction.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to get the instruction. You can't just not because Telly said make the confession.
Yes.
You got to get the instruction.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Just a moment. When the glory of God arises, it does not come empty-handed. It brings deliverance, I'm reading again, salvation, healing, and divine honor. The glory reveals the excellent character of God. Look at Isaiah 35, we'll go further. Isaiah 35, verse 1. Isaiah 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary places shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Now, if you look at that, it's talking about a person who is in bad condition.
Yes, sir.
But what can break out? The wilderness. Life look like a wilderness sometimes. and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desolate shall rejoice. Mm. And blossom as the rose. Go to the next verse, verse 2. It shall blossom how?
Abundantly.
And rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord. And go to the next verse. Ooh, thank God we're going to see the glory. The glory is sovereign. And what that mean? It reigns supreme. Turn to Psalm 57:11. I just want to touch these scriptures because God, he wanted me to touch them. Psalm 57:11. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heaven. Let thy glory be above all the earth. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Are you still looking? Turn to Psalm 72:19. Glory to God. And blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Look at that. Amen and amen. Let my life be filled with his glory. Now, look at me. Look up here. Have you ever said that before? Come on, I want y'all to be real with me now. Because I want you to know we're stepping off in a new turf.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us know a lot of scriptures. We know a lot of songs. But had you ever said that? Let my life be filled with your glory. Well, say it right now then. You just move to another level. Including the apostle, I never had said it. But tonight, we got the golden privilege by the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Let my life be filled with your glory. All these different attributes, all these different things that, and that's thousands of things happen to you once you get in alignment with the glory of God. Because when you get in alignment with the glory of God, God can show you things that you have to do.
Yes, sir.
Then you're trying to show him how to do it.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So your life position have changed.
Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah.
You're walking around with Eden on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
You got an I am anointing flowing on the inside of you. What that other thing was? Something else. Eat. Come on.
Heaven.
Now you're aware,
yes, sir,
of heaven in a different aspect because you find out that you're a gate,
yes,
and you're a door,
yes,
for the glory to come in.
Yes, sir.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
See, now the song will even be different.
Yes, sir.
Because the gate's on the inside of you, the door is on the inside of you to let the glory come in.
Yes.
The glory is the matter of Patale Shukashena Ambrose Ekonandese. Elabore Eskanana. The boring moments that you've had in your life are gone forever. Boring and glory can't stay in the same place. So rejoice. Rejoice. You got your peace back. Rejoice. Rejoice. You got your strength back. Rejoice. Rejoice. For great things about to happen. in your life that you have never seen before. Doors about to be open. Gates about to be open. Windows about to be open. Doors that you've never gone through. Gates that you never drove through. They are being opened right now. A fresh glory is setting on your life. Right now. Receive it.
Believe it.
And rejoice like you know it. Rejoice like you know it. Rejoice like you know it. Rejoice some more. The glory of, let's take a few more notes here. The glory of God conceals what must be hidden and unveil what has been diligently sought. Turn to Proverbs 25:2. Proverbs 25, we're going to close in a minute. Hallelujah. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. You can't tell everybody everything you're believing for. But the honor of the king is to search out a matter. You and God be searching it out. You don't see, sometimes we say, because we think because we say something gonna come to pass. It's not. Things need to be searched out in the spirit. So God can tell you the next step. Sometimes you need to be quiet. Sometimes you don't need to tell nobody what you're believing for.
Yes, sir. Teach us.
And get it all off your mirror so you can see your face. When the glory shows up, a shaking come with it. Look in Isaiah 2:19. I'm going to close in a minute. Isaiah 2:19.
Hallelujah.
And they shall go into the holes of the rock and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake turbulently the earth. Go to the next, I see 19, go to verse 21. Verse 21. To go into the cliff of the rock and to the top of the rag rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises, shake turbulent the earth. The glory bring protection.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4. I'm going to give two or three more and I'll close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory bring protection. The glory of God is a rewarder. Reverential fear ushers in the glory. The glory bring hope. The glory bring protection there in Isaiah 4, 4. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughter of Zion and should have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Go to the next verse. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a hallelujah. Let's look at the glory of God as a rewarder in Isaiah 58:8. You'll be able to meditate these verses later.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And thy help shall spring forth speedily. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in, help.
Come on in, help.
And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. My man, my mind. Turn in Romans 5:2. I'm trying to close. The glory bring hope. Yes. Romans 5:2.
Yep.
We can go on and on and on.
Yep.
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The glory will supply your need and reveal God's riches. Listen to this carefully now. The glory will supply your need and reveal God. Philippians 4:19, you know that? Philippians 4:19. Turn there quick, 2-3 scriptures and I'll close. Philippians 4:19. But my God supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Riches where? Now, we hadn't seen that. Come on now, I want you to talk to me, Claire. But we know that scripture. And we've been quoting that scripture. Yeah, here it is tonight, though. But my God supply all my need according to his riches in glory. We never emphasized on in his glory. But tonight we're going to emphasize from now on. Yes. We're going to that scripture and it's going to make it function better.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3:16.
Wow.
Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you according to the riches.
Come on, sir.
To be strengthened with might by his spirit in inner man. Somebody say glory. Colossians 1:27.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep, yep.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his majesty among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you read it now, you're going to be looking for that word glory. You see?
Yes, sir.
Because we sort of passed it over.
Yes.
Even in that faith, Philippians 4:19 war?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading that for a long time, but we're bringing the glory in.
Yes, sir.
Everybody stand up. The glory of God was given to you to demonstrate on the earth when you accepted Jesus Christ in the finished work of the cross. John 17:21, I'll close. John 17:21-23. Come on, here's another come. You run up them steps and go. I see you, $500 check. That they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me and in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Go to the next verse. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. Here we are. That they may be one even as we are one. Come on. That the world may know we can go on and on and on. We'll take up a little bit tomorrow night. Let me before I close, let me give you this prophecy again, because I want to really drill in you, taking control of my soul, because great things are about to unfold, placing me into places I've never been before. The glory will be unmeasurable, unstoppable, and unlimited. The blessing will flow like rivers. The blessing, I'm stuck. The blessing will flow like rivers. I'm stuck. The blessing will flow like rivers. I'm stuck. The blessing will flow like rivers. Let the blessing flow. The flood of God's goodness will come in abundance so much that the world will be overwhelmed of the provision of God in your life. dreams will come to pass, and visions will unfold, for the half have not been told of what God had planned for his children. Get ready. Get under the sprout. Every good thing is about to come out. Shout. Listen why he told us to shout. He says, shout for the walls of contentment are falling. The doors and gates of plenty are being opened. Fall, wall, fall. Then he says, we do this. Step in. It is your time now. Don't sell them. Put your feet on the pillow. It is time for the remnant to shine. I believe that. It is for all, but many will still live under the fall. But remember, Jesus got up for us all. And listen to this last part. Nothing wrong with being different. If you're in agreement with God, you have to be a little different, you know, when God got you doing something. Always stand for the truth and you will stay free. I remember being in the back of a Baptist car full of Baptist ministers. And one Baptist minister asked another Baptist minister, who you going with? And then it got to me, I was the youngest one in the car. He says, who you going with? I said, with my wife. Where are we going anyway? See, they don't know. I could talk with them because I came out of the street. So they was up in their age, but they had no street, and they had no street sense to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
See, that was street talk they were talking. That was Baptist whorishness. I said, let me out. They want me to be vice president. I said, let me out.
Yeah.
I ain't never got back in that car again. Thank God. Thank God I didn't get back in that car while we're here tonight. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. Y'all can take over, boy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.